Watch what you say to your little ones. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shannon Pruden, professor of psychology at Florida International University, explains why the type of language heard in childhood could have a profound effect.
Big, little, circle, square. The words parents choose to describe their child's world could be the reason for the gender gap in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the STEM disciplines. Males consistently outperform females on tasks requiring spatial thinking, like mental rotation and transformation of objects, which has been linked to success in and entry into STEM. This sex difference emerges in preschool-age children before they've entered formal schooling. My research explores what factors affect the development of spatial thinking by examining the language children hear from their parents. The focus is on a particular type of language called spatial language, language about the shapes, dimensions, and spatial features of objects. Circle, square, big, little, tall, short, edge, and border are all words used to describe the spatial properties of things. My research shows that parents who use more spatial language with their toddlers and preschoolers have children with better spatial thinking skills. Recently, I examined with my co-author, Dr. Susan Levine, whether parents use more spatial language with boys than with girls. We found this to be the case even as early as 14 to 26 months. Boys produce more spatial language than girls as early as 34 months. Overall, boys heard and used 25% more unique spatial words than girls. It is possible parents use more spatial language with boys because boys play more with blocks and building sets, which invite increased spatial language use. Parents may also hold stereotypes about boys being better at spatial thinking than girls, and as a consequence may provide boys with more opportunities for spatial play, which could increase boys' exposure to spatial language. While more research is needed, I am hopeful this line of research will shed light on why there is a gender gap in STEM.
That was Shannon Pruden of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.